this crazy schedule, I'm curious how you even had time to put out an album.
Well, you know, I'm a pretty introverted person, so typically when I'm on tour at the end of the night after a show, I'll head back to my hotel room, wherever I am around the world, and pull out my laptop and write.
Okay.
And that's always kind of been my, kind of like, I see it as like my journal. It's always like, you know, I've written since I was 14 years old and hundreds and hundreds of, you know, well, really thousands of demos at this point. So mm-hmm. it's always kind of like, all right, well, let's go through the material and see what makes sense. And then we'll bring that into the studio and bring it to a live setting and play it as a band and stuff.
So do you know when you're sitting in your hotel room and you put something down at 2 a.m., do you know, okay, this one's going to be a hit right away, or does it take a while to really flesh it out?
You know, I'm always so close to it in the moment, I really don't know.
Okay.
But I will say there are a few cases every once in a while where I'll know something is really special. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that equates a hit, you know, or anything like that, but I know that, you know, there's something really special to that song. Whether I was in a really, you know, dark place and it mm-hmm. just kind of like made for a perfect time to write a song, or maybe I was in a really great place and it somehow translated into something that felt really authentic and right. We've always felt that there's no room for ego. Ego would be the destruction of this band. And if it ever entered in, it'd be like the day that we quit, you know?
Yeah.
Rock and roll to me is you do whatever is real for you, whether it's cool or not. And
yeah.
That's what's cool.
That's,
you know what
awesome.
I mean?
Yeah.
To be cool is to be yourself.
This week is the 10th anniversary of you getting the Eagle Scout Award.
Yeah, I cut it down to the wire, right? Like right before 18.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, that's the average age is 17 and a half. So a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's when I got it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, tell me, first of all, do you remember your Eagle Scout project?
Yeah, there's this, like, really special Christmas thing that they put on. And they donate, like, the proceeds to the charity and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, Yeah, Opportunity Village.
Okay.
So
your project was something there?
So we built retention walls there.
Oh, cool.
And we planted like over 50 trees. And it was way more work than I thought it would be.
Yes.
But we got a lot of volunteers out, and it was really, you know, anybody who does an Eagle project knows that the most work of it is actually planning it. Yeah, it was really a great experience for me to be able to, like, learn how to organize things and be a part of, you know, helping the community, and it went really well. I grew up loving the outdoors
uh-huh.
because of a lot due to scouting. You
yeah.
know, I was, since a little kid, you know, starting out as, like, a weebolo and bear and wolf mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And then, you know, we'd go on camping trips all the time. And then when I got old enough, then it was scout camp. I think I went to 3 or 4 scout camps. That's where I got a lot of my merit badges,
whether
it was, like, swimming or life-saving and all that stuff. And it was just good. You know, I made, like, a lot of buddies and got to be, like, a dude. And
yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah, learn how to build a fire, and I don't know, I really, like, grew to have a love for nature. That's the main thing I feel like I took away from it, is a love for nature and camping and, like, getting out of the city. You know, I'm from Vegas, so it was good for me to get out a little bit and see the mountains and stuff and clear my head. I think it's good for any boy or girl growing up to start from an early age learning to look outside himself.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe in that. And any way that you learn those skills, whether it's, you know, an Eagle Scout, you know, doing your project, or whether
yeah.
it's, you know, or even if it's just spending time with, you know, the social aspects that come with scouting
mm-hmm.
and learning to kind of give up your ego a little bit or, you know, like facing your fears, or all those things to me make you who you are as you
yeah.
get older. And certainly, you know, one of the main things of scouting is service.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I don't think there's any question that it certainly put that as ingrained that into me as being a necessary part of living. And we definitely try as a band to continually find ways to look outside ourselves, not even as a purpose of being like, hey, look at us, like we're good people doing good things.
Right.
Really just because, even selfishly, it's just because it keeps our heads grounded and it helps us to remember, mm-hmm. you know, the real reasons that we're doing these things. And it's bigger than us. It's about bigger things.